We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you all for all on this Friday morning. Beautiful fall day throughout the Delaware Valley and a football Friday as we gear up for the Eagles and the Raiders on Sunday. We also gear up for the 76ers home open, which, of course, will not involve Ben Simmons tonight. We'll further dive into the mess and the saga that is Ben and the 76ers as Ben's world turns. We'll get to that. Of course, Daryl Morey, he sounds very dug in. We'll hit that. The Flyers off today. They play tomorrow. And also our five-year anniversary. We'll have some fun with that, playing some of the clips of some of the notable pieces of audio in the history of our show. We certainly thank everyone right out of the gate for listening to our show. The official anniversary is Sunday, but, you know, if you don't know, like, we're not here on Sundays. So we'll have some fun today. We'll do it all with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie. Richie Rich!
Hello, Joe.
Happy anniversary, dear. Yeah, I thought of that one earlier. I thought, man.
Happy anniversary, man. That's really nice.
If I lay that on John.
You too, man.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, that was gross at first, but thank you. Hey, did you know that bubbles keep your bath water warmer longer?
Bubbles.
This is something you should think about.
Wow.
You have refuted the, I don't know. People have asked you, hey, you use bubble bath.
Yeah,
we assumed you did.
No.
You say that you don't.
Correct.
But bubbles actually serve as a barrier of heat transfer. So the more bubbles you have in your bath, the longer the water will retain its heat.
I'm taking notes.
Yes.
I mean, I'm literally taking notes.
I know.
Yeah, so.
You should.
Thank you, sir. Now, some would say that you've done the world dirty because you've put me in the bathtub now longer, but that's up to you, John.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's your gift to me for our five-year anniversary. But anyway, all right, 215-592-9494. The Ben Simmons stuff, we'll get to it in short order, obviously. John, let's start with the Eagles. They got a game on Sunday, the Eagles-Raiders game. It is, of course, a critical game. If the Eagles are going to make anything of this season, it's certainly not – two things not lost on me. I mean, look, I have not had a good feeling throughout the week. I'll say that. And you know, I would pick the Raiders to win the game. I think it's the reasonable assessment that points in that direction. But I will also say Eagles have a legitimate shot, and two things really stand out to me. One is, you know, they are only a 3.5-point underdog, which all week has, like, wow, people – across the nation. It's not just so much here. Across the nation believing in the Eagles. And the other is the Eagles did – win a similar game to this just 2 weeks ago in Carolina. And here's the other, John, one more thing. One more thing, and then I'm going to turn it over to you. This is where my heart has, you know, I can't say like leaps with joy because this has not been a particularly fun Eagles season. But if they do win this game, they're probably going to get to 4-4.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean they're good. And that's where I'm confused.
All right, go ahead.
Am I the only person who watched the Thursday night game? Like, am I the only person that made an impression upon? Because I feel like the same phenomenon is occurring. You know, the farther removed we are from these game day debacles, the more everyone's confidence seems to grow. And everyone just forgets that we're bad.
So
we have a coach that is bad, and we have a quarterback who's pretty bad. The Raiders are not bad.
So you think
the Raiders are pretty good?
You think the Eagles' chances are extremely low in
this game? Extremely low. They're a team that's actually playing their best football right now. They banded together in the adversity of their coach departing.
One game.
And they're playing. Okay. One game. Well, where's our game that we banded together? I haven't seen it.
Hasn't happened yet.
Where they are good personnel wise. They're playing spirited, tough football with a lot of talent to sprinkle in there. And they're at home with a really awesome fan base, by the way. I am positive.
Hold on a second.
These are the two best fan bases in America. Yeah, but John, no doubt about it.
In all due respect to that last point, I don't know that it's an awesome fan base in Las Vegas. I mean, Vegas fans, I don't think are Raiders fans historically. So, like, you got a bunch of mercenary fans now that, like, oh,
you
I
have
guess
people who travel.
Sure, you do. But let's not act like this is going into the black hole. This is.
They're trying to make it every bit the black hole, and I don't know if they're succeeding or not. Yeah. I know that it's a great fan base.
I can't imagine
for that fan base
no,
for
I
5
understand.
Years. I know that the Eagles and the Raiders are the tops in the NFL.
I understand, but
it doesn't matter. Dude, if we moved to, you know, I don't know, Maine.
Yeah, it would matter.
You really think game day it would be less loud?
You wouldn't have as many hardcore Eagles fans because you would have some manians up there.
Everyone cares so much. They'll travel. Yeah, they'll figure a way out. And by the way, if you think back to the Kansas City game, first of all, you made the comparison, hey, this is kind of like the Carolina game.
Yep.
The Raiders quarterback is not Sam Darnold. The Raiders quarterback is Derek Carr. And he's got a lot more talent than everyone gives him credit. I've watched Derek Carr now for, I don't know, back to where Jack Del Rio was their head coach. I was there at camp watching this guy blown away by how talented his arm was and how mature he was at the time, how smart he was.
Why doesn't he win more then?
Well, I guess he just hasn't had the proper combination until now. They're getting the right combination around this guy. And first of all, Derek Carr will not hand you a game the way Sam Darnold did.
I agree with that.
Sam
There's
Darnold
a clear difference.
Was bad. Derek Carr is pretty good. And I've, like I said, been a fan for a long time. He throws a beautiful ball. And he's got all these weapons at his disposal now, which is pretty impressive. Darren Waller being one of those weapons.
Yeah, he's a good player.
I this is getting into some of the nitty-gritty of it, but Darren Waller is akin to Travis Kelce. Remember what happened when we played Kansas City?
Yep.
Travis Kelce took the majority of our coverage focus, and we put one of our cornerbacks, starting cornerbacks, on Travis Kelce. I expect we'll do the same thing with Darren Waller. Do you remember how that worked out for Tyreek Hill?
I do.
Now, they have a guy very similar to Tyreek Hill and Henry Ruggs. But then they also have Hunter Renfro, and they also have Bryan Edwards. They are so much more talented than Kansas City is at the second and third wide receiver spot. I'm very worried about this aerial attack. So, and the specifics of what Tyreek Hill did to us, he was targeted 12 times. He caught 11 of them.
Yeah, he destroyed them.
186 yards and 3 touchdowns. Now, Henry Ruggs is not Tyreek Hill.
Right, right.
But Henry Ruggs is a close approximation to Tyreek Hill.
So you think the Eagles are just flat out not good enough for this team?
I think this team is much more talented than we are. I think we are convincing ourselves that because we beat another team that we kind of felt like was slightly better than us in Carolina. Remember, it took a blocked punt and it took Sam Darnold giving us that game for that game to come to that outcome.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't expect the same from this Las Vegas squad.
Well, look, everyone can weigh in at 215-592-9494. Is John's, I guess, heavy level of doubt on the Eagles too much? I mean, how do you
I'm not saying they're a world-beating team, the Las Vegas Raiders, but they're better than we are.
Well, I'll certainly ask if people feel hope. I mean, I'll say this, Sean. So you had an interesting statement in there that you feel like as the week has gone on, people lean toward the Eagles. I actually don't know that at all because we've barely discussed the Eagles. Like, I don't even know what people think. And that's obviously why I want to hear from everyone at 215-592-9494. Because let's be real. I mean, we've been talking about Ben Simmons almost every single minute of our show the entire week. Where people stand right now, hey, I'm all ears to hear what you think. I know what
That's
you're
a good
saying.
Point, Joe. I mean, I know the way that you feel about this. I know the way that Jimmy feels about this. You feel like we've got a lot better chance than I feel.
Yes, even then, that's correct. Even though I would pick the Raiders, I think it's the sensible pick. Mm-hmm. I certainly don't think it's a long shot at all that the Eagles could win. John, I wrote down four reasons. Let me tell you quickly what they are. Number one, and this just provides me hope, and I know you don't necessarily feel wired this way typically, but I'll just say it. We did see the Eagles 2 weeks ago win a game very similar to this. On the road against a team with an above-average record who was a 3 to 3.5 point favorite. I mean, we literally just saw the Eagles win this type
of
game.
Do you remember how we felt after that game?
I do.
That we were gifted that game.
I do. And I certainly want to see the Eagles play better than they did versus Carolina. But the ultimate objective is to win. 2 weeks ago, the Eagles did win that game. And you thought the Eagles had a pretty slim chance going into that game. Point number two.
And if they played that game 10 times, I think we'd lose more than we won.
Maybe, maybe not. Point two, the Gruden factor.
Come on. I mean, maybe, listen, maybe not.
I don't know.
Man.
I mean, listen, maybe, maybe not. The Gruden factor, I got to imagine it's real. Look, I know that the Raiders last week won without Gruden and all the turmoil they were in the midst of, but I don't know that that gets sustained this week. Next week. I don't care about next week for the Raiders. I care about this week. I care about Sunday. Like, I got to imagine there is some fallout from that situation that could help the Eagles. Now, you can make the case, hey, the Raiders are banding together. They're a band of pirates. These guys hate their old coach. And they're saying, hey, guys, the heck with that guy. We're all in it together. And maybe it helps the Raiders. I mean, maybe. But I would tend to think there's a distraction element there. Now about a week and a half later, that could help the Eagles to an extent. The third factor, John, is as down as I am on Sirianni and Gannon, and we all are, I mean, there certainly is the real possibility they make some adjustments. I mean, these guys have had, you know, what we often call a mini bye coming out of a Thursday. Run the ball.
Yep.
Don't be so soft defensively. Whether you call it more
blitzing.
But I
expected those adjustments to happen every week prior to this one, and they never have.
I agree, but the firestorm of focus on this from our standpoint as fans has reached a crescendo level in part because...
Which I thought it had every one of the last week.
I agree with you, but I mean maybe...
And it continues to just be dumbfounding. Yeah. Like, what is this guy doing?
I know. So, I mean, hey, Nick, like, get your head out of your butt and be an NFL head coach, okay? So maybe. And then point
four. He told us he's sticking to his guns.
I know.
He's doubling down.
And then point four, you know, the desperation factor. I mean, I believe it's a real thing. Does it solve all your problems? Certainly not. Certainly not. But I do believe there is, and I've seen enough NFL games to know, there can be an influence in a game when one team is 4-2. It doesn't really have to have it. And the other team is 2-4 and kind of really needs it. So let's go to the phones and see where everyone stands at 215-592-9494. What do you see up ahead with this game? Do you feel any sense of hope with the Eagles? Or do you think John's on the right track here? That, hey, yeah, sure, they can win, but they're not gonna. Come on, Joe, what are you talking about? Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. We'll get into the Ben Simmons mess as well. There is a lot to discuss there, and we will do so.
You're going to lose money.
Let's kick it off with Zach in Springfield. Hey, Zach, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good guys. Look, all this talk about how good the Raiders are, I just want to push the brakes up a little bit. Because we're talking about Darren Waller being a problem. He had like 20 targets week one, and he's had like 5 or 6 since then. So I don't want to talk about Darren Waller.
Has exploded as a result.
Yeah, maybe they're covering
him. Acknowledge
that, I mean, Zach,
right?
He's a pretty good player, man. So maybe that's
100%
how teams.
100% great player, but not as many targets as he got week one. And we were expecting Darren Waller to be a Travis Kelce this year. Probably
well, because
not
defenses
be
are trying to remove him, and then other receivers are catching the ball and having major production.
Well, let me ask you this: How's the Raiders' running backs doing?
Not great. Their O-line is not good, but Josh Jacobs is a good back.
Yes, but, you know, when he's not playing, you got Kenyon Drake. You just don't have a great running back core when Josh Jacobs isn't playing at 100%, which it seems like he's never playing at 100%. And to give
Well, he actually is now. He's healthy now.
Yes, but whenever he's playing, there's like, oh, is he going to be hurt? Is he going to be full? You know, it's just you give the Raiders a lot of credit. And until, you know, I'm
it sounds like
you're
looking for reasons to take that credit away. Josh Jacobs is healthy. They are healthy across the board. Their O-line is not good. And that's an area that we should try to take advantage of. But in the grand scheme of things, they are a talented football team.
I mean, they certainly look better than they had in prior years. But let's see if the Raiders can sustain it. Because, honestly, other than the 1 year, what was it, 2017, 2016, whatever year that was, other than that 1 year, they haven't been good for a long while.
2016 it was, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a long time ago.
Yeah.
And that year was the 1 year where I think it popped up for the first time in a while. I mean,
Correct.
I could look it up, but if I had to guess, the Raiders have probably only had one good season in the last like 8 or 9 years. Would be.
Oh, without a doubt.
Right?
Yeah, hold on. I can tell you. I mean, so the Raiders, prior to 2016, the Raiders had not made the playoffs since the Super Bowl, 2002.
No
yeah,
way.
2002.
So have they only made the playoffs
They've
one time?
They've only made the playoffs one time since 2002.
Oh, my God. And we think we complain around here. Holy smokes. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, the invincible Raiders. I think not. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. Hey, your assessment of this game, obviously of this season, this team, this Eagles squad, are they going to stand up and fight? Are they going to make the adjustments? Is Sirianni going to do what's necessary to help his team win a game that really could be the pathway when you consider they played Detroit after that to a 4-4 record, and now you're stabilized, and now you got a shot to fight for a wild card spot. We'll talk about it all show and certainly get into the Ben Simmons mess next as well. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, your phone calls on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.